Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Really quick, just to finalize something with the cucumbers turning white. Sometimes if a cucumber, one vine is, it can look great. The foliage is perfect. Everything looks good, but the cucumbers are kind of buried behind all the leaves. Sometimes those can keep them, kind of turn them that white color. They kind of call it blanching, right? That could be something that's happening with them. So I just wanted to bring that up for Shirley. Now, we do have another call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Neil's in Duxbury.
Neil, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a big blueberry bush that's pretty well established. And it was in the middle of my chicken pen. And it always did very well. And then all my chickens died. And we didn't get any blueberries this year. So I was wondering one thing about that. Second, I want to cut it back and transplant it. And I just wondered how you'd go about doing that.
All right. So the... obviously the chickens have a chicken manure that's beneficial to the soil. So that could be something that's going on with it, right? So now for, you said you want to prune it back and then move it?
Yes.
Now, is it something that you could wait till spring to kind of do, or...
I can wait. Yeah, I can wait. That's okay. What I was calling. I want to make sure I did it at the right time.
So one of the things with a blueberry bush, the thinning out is the best time to do it. And the spring is the best time to do it, to thin it out. But it's also the same time for transplanting is during its dormancy period.
Yep.
So it all needs to be done early spring. So as soon as spring kind of hits, the ground is starting to warm up a little bit.
Yep.
Is when you want to prune and then move the blueberry bush. Now you would want to prune it before you move it.
Okay.
Right, because if we move it and then prune it, it's going through two periods of shock at once.
Right. Yeah.
Whereas if you prune it while it is still in the ground and its roots are in the, in the soil, it's not going to be as much of a shock, right?
Right.
It's not going to be like it's not like two at once.
Yeah. Sounds right. Sounds good.
So as far as pruning, though, I do want you to, when it comes to blueberries, I tell everybody this. There's a number of images online that can explain exactly the best way to prune a blueberry.
Yep.
Because what it does is you can kind of see what it looks like before and then after and how we're trying to do it. I have just found it honestly has more information in a picture than I could say in words.
Oh. Okay.
And it's thinning out some of it. And it's not just a 1 year and done. It's a couple years because you need some of the older growth on there.
Yeah.
You need some of the new growth. It's not just getting rid of it to size it, right?
Right.
It's getting rid of some of the inner parts of it because we're looking to make it thin it out a little bit. Right, so that some airflow can get into it, so it can be pollinated a little bit easier. All those sorts of things. So,
All right. Well, I will wait till April and do it all. Thank you very much.
I know you said April. I'd try to do it earlier.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, you know, some people will actually prune them in March.
All right. So I'd prune it in March. Give it a few weeks to calm down, and then move it after that. Okay. Good.
You're better off because there's no leaves. You can kind of see what's going on.
Oh yeah, true.
So, you know, if anything, right now though, one thing that you could prune is any dead wood that's on there. If you see dead wood on the plant, get rid of it now because it's going to be one less thing to do in the spring, and it's also going to help the plant focus its energy on where it needs to go.
Okay, I'll go take a look at it. Pretty healthy. It's just not producing any blueberries.
Yeah, and it's kind of
right about that pollination thing. It's so big that it's probably just getting in its own way.
And sometimes some of the older branching that's on there, if the older branching hasn't been removed in a few years, they get to a point where they're not producing as much, and that's why you need to thin out some of the older branches, even some of the younger branches, so that we can get that middle of the ground, the middle branching to push that fruit for you.
Yep. Great. Okay. Have a good
Alrighty.
Day.
Have a great one. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And about an hour and 45 minutes to go in the show, so plenty of time for you guys with some questions. So call us. We'll do everything we can to help you out. Talked a little bit about earlier in the 7 o'clock hour, 6 o'clock hour as well, the benefits of compost, putting compost into your garden beds and mulching in the fall. It's almost become common. Well, it is common. It's not that it's almost become. It has. You see more people mulching in the spring than you do in the fall, right? We're doing it because aesthetically we want it to look nice. Now, wouldn't it be nice if we could do it for both, right? If we could do it for the plant's benefit and for it to look good. Now, that can be done and it can be done easier. One thing you should be looking at doing with the mulching late in the season is it's going to help bring down some of the weed seeds for next year and help, you know, kind of just clean it up and get those things done. It's also going to protect our plants. It's going to get some nutrients into the soil, right? It's going to put those things down where we need it to be. And it's going to benefit your plants now because it's going to protect them for the winter. Now, one way to do it for both, right, is not only do it now, but then in the spring, you really probably only need to do a little bit to enhance that color versus doing a whole thing to fill, like, a couple inches. Right? Whereas if you were only to do it one season and you wait a full year, sometimes it's broken down so much that you need to add a couple inches. Whereas if you do it in the fall, you're only adding just a top coat, using less, etc. So it's some things to be thinking about. It's not necessarily something that we've always done or always looked at. I've kind of looked at it and said, well, spring's the time to mulch. Spring's the time to put compost down. You know, putting compost down is not only right now, not only beneficial for the garden beds, right? Some of that compost is beneficial to put down in the yard, right? Put it down in the in the lawn. Put it over some of those areas to get that nutrients in there, and put in a light coating versus, a heavy coat in the lawn is going to help it through the winter months as well. So it's really just some things to think about that we just haven't been thinking about. We've kind of just said, all right, this is the time. I see everybody else doing it, I'm going to do it. Questions, call us, 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time left in the show for questions. You know, we're kind of at a Labor Day weekend here. Is one of the last vacations for the season. So I know a lot of people are enjoying their time there. So I definitely understand that today, and I love to be away. But we're spending some time here and doing some work around my yard. Anyways, I brought it up a couple times. I want to bring it up again. So next week I'm going to be, it's not going to be a live broadcast, it's going to be a tape broadcast that I'm actually going to be doing tomorrow, tomorrow about 7 o'clock. So if you have some questions that you would like to hear next week, email me at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Now, I'm going to the Arete Trade Show. You've probably heard us talk about it before. My father talked about it. My father broadcast live from there one year. Went around to all the different vendors and asked questions. It's the time of year where garden centers will go and see all the new products and start to order all their products for next year. I mean, you all know we're trying to be ahead of it. There are some other parts that are already well a year ahead when they come to purchasing. At least we get kind of like a 6-month span before our products will come in. But we're there to learn about the new products, get more information to bring it out to you. And as a purchaser from Honey's Garden Center, I'm going to purchase for next year. And so I'll be there next Sunday. My flight is actually during the show, so I can't really do much of anything. So I just ask that if you have some questions, you'll be helping me out by emailing me with those questions, and I can answer them live on air. Now, I can't guarantee what time I'll do which one, because obviously I am, kind of putting this all together, condensed in a shorter amount of time. I don't have to go through, listen to the commercials, and, it's not live, right? So it'll be a little bit less time. I can't guarantee what time I'll answer the question, so you'd have to listen to the whole show, and we can, you can hear your questions there. So definitely looking for your help. I try to help you guys out with your gardening questions, and now I'm looking for your help to help me fill some time with your questions. So again, that email address is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And we'll say there might need to be another one in about a month or so. Have some family vacation going on. I'm not going on vacation. My wife is. So I'm hanging out with my three girls that day. So there's some things going on that I might need some questions from you guys. So hopefully you can help me out with that. It would be much appreciated. So again, that email is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And again, I would appreciate any help that you can by sending me some questions. So now we have some calls that are on the line, so let's answer those. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Caroline's in Rhode Island.
Caroline, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Calling with just a quick question. The white flowers that have just almost finished blooming, they are now turning red. I think they're hydrangea, but I'd like to know the name of it. Can you tell me that?
Now, so they're white.
They're white,
but
they're cone-shaped, so they look like a hydrangea. Are they? And if so, what is the name of that hydrangea?
So
I want to get one.
So most likely they are a hydrangea. There are a number of varieties out there that do it. So it's not just one style of hydrangea, but they're a paniculata hydrangea. So when you go to a garden center, you're going to ask for a paniculata hydrangea, such as a tree form as a tardiva. You could also, one that is really awesome that I have in my yard is a strawberry vanilla hydrangea.
Okay.
Starts off white, goes into pink.
Yeah.
I have to hit a break. I have a couple more suggestions for you, so hang tight with me. We'll be back.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
New in the headlines this Sunday morning, a new Wall Street Journal poll out, and it finds Donald Trump on top by a wide margin. If the primary were held today, 59% of registered Republican voters would pick the former president. That's up from 48% back in April. In Black Rock Desert, Nevada, thousands of people are stranded in their tents at this hour at the Burning Man event due to torrential rain, a shelter-in-place order in effect as police investigate a death at the festival, roads closed due to mud and debris. More rain in the forecast today. Sunny skies and a dry out expected on Monday. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden touring hurricane damage in the town of Live Oak, Florida, where massive trees are down and homes destroyed in the aftermath of Hurricane Idalia. The president did not meet with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Instead, former governor, Republican Senator Rick Scott, greeting the Bidens. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. For the break, we're talking about talking with Caroline about some hydrangeas that start off white and turn pink as they go on. I gave a couple options. One that my father loved it, is there's a hydrangea called Pinky Winky. Starts off with a light white, and then from the bottom up will start to turn pink and get into a vibrant pink color. It's a cone shape with a point at the end as well. Like I said, the one that I have is a strawberry vanilla. Right now it's in a really nice pink color. There's a quick fire hydrangea. But all of the thing that all of these have in common is they are paniculata hydrangea. They're not the macrophylla. So the macrophylla is the one that's going to turn blue. So we're looking for the summer flowering hydrangea of the paniculata versus the blue flowering, which is the macrophylla. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much for that information.
No problem.
I appreciate it.
Awesome. Yep. Well, I'm glad we could be helpful, and hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
All righty.
Have a
bye-bye.
Good weekend.
Yep. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Pat's in New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have purchased two more blueberry plants that the berries come in later.
Okay.
And I've got the holes dug, and I have peat moss and lobster compost.
Yeah.
And I think last time I put in I don't know, I must have put in biotone and I think an acidifier. I don't have any more acidifier. It would be good at this time of year planting to get some acidifier to put in. They still have berries on them. They're still ripening.
Yeah, I think it would be beneficial for the long-term health of the plant to make sure it is, acidic soil for it. You're planting them now. Yeah, they have that going on, but it's the long term that we're looking for. It's the longer version of, instead of just right here and right now. So I think it's only going to benefit you to do that. Again, you're gonna need to do it in the spring, anyways, as well.
Okay.
I think it's going to benefit you to do both times, now and then. Especially when you buy a bag, you're not going to use all of it in one season. So it's going to benefit you to do it now and then again in the spring. It's only going to help you.
Right. I mean, the land tends to be acidic and I still need to put lime down for the lawn, but how much would you put in per plant?
So how big are the plants?
Well, they're good size. They've got a lot of berries on them. I keep picking them off so the birds don't get them. Mm-hmm. So in the pot plus the plant, they're one's two and a half feet tall.
Okay. So for a new planting that size for blueberries, you're going to use 1 1/4 cup per plant.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Great.
It's again, I think it's only going to benefit you to do this at this point.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Second question. I enclosed my garden with chicken wire to keep the newly visiting groundhogs away, and I have a fair amount of hay down. I know people prefer straw, but I can get hay, and I just keep piling it. But
yep.
I'm thinking about, would it be good to put this, just scrape it away to the edges inside and do a winter rye? Would that do something better for the garden soil? My tomatoes were not happy this year at all.
So the winter rye is going to benefit because what it's doing is it's keeping the root system going throughout the winter months. It's not doing, it's just keeping everything that's already active in there active. You probably put fertilizer down throughout the season at different things, trying to get things to work. Well, yeah. That fertilizer went to a root system that's there, and it's still in the soil. If we put something down like a winter rye to continue keeping those microbes, that fertilizer in the soil, it's going to benefit you. And to be honest, I might even throw the winter rye down, let it grow, and then you could lightly, honestly, put some of that straw back over the top. Or the hay, so you would have to move some of it to the sides right now anyways, just so you could get the contact with the soil for the seed.
Yeah.
But you could put it back over the top once it starts growing a bit. No, I wouldn't put it 6 inches thick, but I would let it grow a bit and then put it over that. That way you're not just, so you have all the benefits all together.
Okay, and then in the spring it's going to just die back?
So the spring you can actually till a lot of it back in without a problem.
Don't till? Can I turn it? I don't till.
That's okay. But so the thing about the one of the things you could do instead of tilling it is maybe mow.
Yeah.
Mow where it is. And instead of bagging it, just let the clippings stay, right?
Yeah.
Because it's going to break it down a little bit more, and it's going to make it so it's easier for the, the composting action to happen.
Okay.
So that's what I would look at doing, because you want to. So the point is, it's helping the root system throughout the winter. But what a lot of people, one of the reasons why they'll put that cover down as well is because in the spring they kind of till it in and it's organic matter already. It's just ready to go for you. So that's why I would mow it. That way you can speed up the composting process for it a bit.
Okay, so I would sort of be doing a trimming. I can't get my mower in there, but I could trim it down to the soil and in April or earlier.
Yeah, you'd go in April. Just okay. Cutting it down so that you can have some, better contact with the soil is going to help it. That's really what I'd look to do.
All right. Well, that'll be a new experiment. I hope the tomatoes do better next year.
I think one other thing you'd want to look to do is in those tomato areas, add something like a lobster compost to those areas. It's got a little bit of calcium in it. It's got that type to help bring a stronger tomato plant to it. The other thing is obviously the rain on some of these didn't help because the amount of rain could have pushed the plant to get a little bit bigger in some areas, but the fruit wasn't producing as well. There wasn't enough sunlight. So adding compost is only going to help, and by doing what you're doing, I think it's going to benefit everything.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Well, you have a great rest of your day.
And you as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time if you have some questions. About an hour and 15 minutes left in the show. We'll be doing everything we can to help you out. I see a few of you have started to email me. I appreciate it. Again, if you have some questions that you'd like me to read on air for next week, email me at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And like I said, I'm going to be doing recording live. I just won't be live next week to take some calls. So just remember that. But I'm going to answer questions. I'm going to give you tons of information. It's not like I'm just going to sit there and try to fill dead air. I will try to make sure that we have the best information for you and timely information. So, it'll help if I have some of the questions that you're looking for this time of year. Now, our phone number here for today, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And after these next couple days, the temperatures are going to drop, and it's going to be the perfect time to start reseeding your lawn. Fall is a great time to establish your lawn. There's not as many weeds growing usually, I think right now, because of the fact that we've had such a weird weather. There are a bunch of weeds out there with, crabgrass and some clover, some other things. But they start to die back. And this time of year is a better chance for your seed to survive. So definitely, I want you guys to, if you're going to be doing your lawn, this is the time frame. This is it. This is when it needs to be done. And then again in the spring. Now, when you're putting this down, look to put a starter fertilizer. And remember that if you're putting a starter fertilizer down, this can be one of your last applications. Treat it like it's part of your four-step program. I want it to be a five-step program because I know how long the season actually is. But it can be part of it. So instead of putting down your winterizer right now, because if you did the math from the beginning of the year, this week is about the time that you would put your fourth step down. Put that starter fertilizer down, wait 6 weeks, and then put the winterizer down. But use your starter fertilizer as your step four. Don't do starter fertilizer and a step four. You could end up just doing more damage than good, right? So definitely something to be looking at. Because a lot of times we say, well, what do we do? Which one do we go to? It'll be beneficial to have the starter fertilizer down now. Heavy phosphorus number on there, help develop the root system, and then throw the winterizer on 6 weeks from now to get that lawn ready for winter Because in 6 weeks, it's only the middle of October. Now, we've had a number of years here where the ground hasn't frozen till December. So if you were to think, if you fed today, it's not going to get fed pretty much for 6 to 7 months. Now, that's not going to get your lawn off to a good start in the spring. Your lawn will continue to grow, you know, root system and feed all the way until the ground freezes. And if we have a late start to winter, like we have had the past few years, and it starts in the middle of December, you're actually starving your lawn, and then it's almost like you're starting over next year. So these are things you really should be looking at and thinking about as you're feeding the lawn. I know a lot of people, when they feed the lawn or do anything to the lawn, they do step one and step two because they're really the weed control. And then maybe they'll do the winterizer. If you're going to do the winterizer now, do it twice. That's the other thing. If you're not doing seeding, do a winterizer twice. Or do a straight lawn food now and then a winterizer in 6 weeks. We'll talk about that and more as time permits. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. A little over an hour left in the show, so plenty of time with some questions. So definitely give us a call, and we will do everything we can to help you out. You know, some of the things we should be thinking about right now, obviously, are, we're going to be doing a lot of, should be doing a lot of planting this time of year, right? This should be one of the time frames where planting should be happening because it is so beneficial for our plants. The root system on our plants is going to establish that way. And one thing we could be doing to help them out is adding that biotone starter from Espoma. A biotone starter is basically, it's planting insurance, right? It's going to make sure that your plants have something to help establish them. It's got mycorrhizae fungi in it. It's a beneficial fungus that actually attacks the root system in such a way that it makes the root system bigger, stronger, and better. This helps with transplant shock. It helps with the general getting used to the soil when you plant something. So definitely look to use Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma when you're planting this year. It's your best form of planting insurance. And again, that's from Espoma. You can get more information at their website. That is espoma.com. Now, as I was saying, perfect time to be planting right now. It really is. It benefits your root system of the plants so much by doing right now versus, midsummer or later in the season, because the plant can focus on one thing and one thing alone, and that's your root system. So instead of having to focus on putting flowers and new shoots and new everything, it can just focus on one or two things instead of everything but the root system. So something to be thinking about. It's definitely something that is only going to benefit your garden by planting at this time of year. And that's anything, right? Any perennial shrub, tree. And the only thing I might not do would be like something that's an annual late, other than like the mums and some of the cabbage, kale, those types of things. But sometimes those even come back the next year. But the idea here is it is a great time of year to be planting, because it's going to work out for your plants, and which is going to, in the end, work out for you. So keep that in mind. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Plenty of time here to get any of your gardening questions taken care of today. Like I've said a few times, I'm just going to continue to say it, is I won't be here next week. I'll be at the Arete Trade Show. But I would love it if you could email me some of your questions now, because I'm going to be doing a taped broadcast. I'm going to tape it tomorrow night around 7 Eastern time, so Monday the 4th. So if I can get some questions emailed to me at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com, that would be helpful for me and helpful for you as well. And it's one of those, if you don't like being, having to be on the radio, it's the perfect time to do it, because I'm not going to be able to ask questions back. I'm just going to be able to answer what you're looking for. So I'd appreciate any help you could give me. And for the rest of the show, hour left, phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I hope you're enjoying the day out there. It's going to be a great day to be, just doing some stuff around the yard, around the house. Get out there and enjoy it. It's going to be a couple hot days coming up, though. So, something to be thinking about, because it's going to feel like summer for a couple days, but it's going to go back to fall soon. We're not officially at fall, but we're getting there. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.